With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A shelter-in-place order was lifted Sunday night after a tactical response team discovered the body of a man with a firearm nearby. It followed the deaths of two firefighters killed Sunday when they were ambushed by a sniper fire while responding to a fire in a northern Idaho mountain community. A baby who survived several days alone in a Phoenix apartment after the death of her mother is expected to make a full recovery. Phoenix PD said the visibly emaciated baby was lying in a nearby bed. The baby was taken to the hospital in serious condition. Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall says he believes President Trump's big, beautiful bill is going to help shrink the debt.
Senate Republicans narrowly voted Saturday to advance a massive bill to put in place President Trump's agenda in spite of opposition from two of their members. Republican Senators Rand Paul and Tom Tillis voted against advancing the package. Paul has opposed a provision to increase the debt limit by $5 trillion, while Tillis has said the bill would cost North Carolina $38.9 billion in federal Medicaid funding. President Trump slammed Tillis on Saturday night, threatening to support a primary challenger against the North Carolina senator after he came out against Mr. Trump's mega bill. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
President Trump calls for a deal.
Make the deal in Gaza. Get the hostages back. President Trump writing on his social media early Sunday. This comes as Israeli hostage families continue to rally for an end to the war with Hamas. Ruby Chen is the father of American-Israeli hostage Itai Chen.
It is time for us to pause and adopt President Trump's policy of peace.
Israel says plans are being made for Prime Minister Netanyahu to travel to Washington in the coming weeks, a sign there may be movement on a new deal. His top cabinet minister, Ron Dermer, was set to travel to D.C. this week for talks on a ceasefire. I'm Julie Walker.
This is SRN News. Many churches are not big on discipline, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
There is a debate going on in Christian circles these days about such topics as church membership covenants and spiritual abuse. But a new poll from Lifeway Research seems to suggest that a lot of congregations are adopting a light touch. 70% of mainline Protestant pastors tell Lifeway that no member of their church has ever been formally disciplined during their tenure or before. Nearly 50% of evangelical clergymen say the same. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A West Virginia woman's filed a lawsuit seeking a religious exemption from required school vaccinations for her child. Miranda Guzman alleges the state's vaccine mandate violates a 2023 West Virginia law that stipulates the government must not substantially burden someone's constitutional right to freedom of religion, unless doing so is essential to further a compelling government interest. This is SRN News. Republican senators unveil an amendment to shrink Medicaid by another $300 billion.
Florida Senator Rick Scott and several Republican allies have unveiled an amendment to President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill that would reduce Medicaid spending by another $313 billion by limiting the expansion of Medicaid under the 2010 Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. The amendment would prevent new enrollees in Medicaid expansion states from receiving the 9-to-1 enhanced federal medical assistance percentage if they're able-bodied and don't have dependent children. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Researchers at the Mayo Clinic develop an AI tool that helps identify brain activity patterns tied to 9 types of dementia. The tool, State Viewer, helped researchers find the dementia type in 88% of cases using a single scan. Norfolk Southern Railway says slippery train tracks derailed 23 train cars in Peach County, Georgia. Train officials say no hazardous materials were on the trains. More details at SRNnews.com.